I said it's cold out. Kind of getting dark, getting late for you there. Got the after evening constitutional.
Yeah, Debbie's gone. Why are you taking for a walk? It's dark out. Well, it's still light out. Sun's going down, but it's nice and cool out, so I gotta take him for a walk, or they just drive me nuts all evening.
Man, that was my favorite time to be out. Getting dark, stars starting to come out. But heck, everybody's got all these lights on their places now, and I used to like it when it was dark.
Yep, it's changed. Everybody has those LED motion lights, so everywhere you walk, they're blinking on. Yeah, a lot more people, of course. Things have changed, but it's still beautiful out right now.
Don't I know, man, I'm jealous. Yeah, so I was watching my camera late Sunday night, and somebody was going through Andy's place.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of people in a car. They spotted me, so they like pretended like they didn't see me, but they parked over on the state side. Yeah, they're sneaking over there and stealing his stuff. There's this really cool antique electric motor, but the way it looked, I've never seen anything like it. It was like, looked really cool, but it's gone now. But, you know, all that stuff's just sitting out, so they're just, the tweakers are coming by and helping themselves out.
Hey man, they're providing a community service of cleaning up the blight in our neighborhood. Yeah, I saw somebody walking around the front yard there earlier today, and then, like I say, Sunday night, somebody was parked out there. It's about 9:30 at night, and they had the doors and trunk open on the car. I did get a license plate number on it. I couldn't really tell it. Looked like a Subaru or something like that, but yeah, the usual MO. I've been seeing them. They'll drop by and do a little, you know, people doing a little flyby or whatever, and pack up some stuff and take off.
Yeah, so listen, if you see it or they're there long enough or whatever, Holly, Andy's sister, said call the cops because nobody's supposed to be there. Of course, we know, you know, all those people that used to go there, they know the place. But, yeah, if you see something, don't be afraid to call the cops if you think it's valid or something.
Roger that, KC6HK. Hey, do you have, you don't happen to have Holly's phone number, do you?
Negatory, but I have a friend, my buddy Terry, he's the one that's been in touch with her. I'm sure he has it.
Yeah, it does. Well, I've just been taking this extra long holiday weekend. I'm just going to try and get some work done around here. And I want to get up there, too, so I guess I'll probably take off a little more longer. But, yeah, if you can get that number, and because, you know, I don't know if it's her or his Andy's daughter or what, so, yeah. But yeah, like I say, Sunday night, there was somebody there cleaning it out for a while.
Okay, I'll try and get the phone number for you. Yeah, her name's Holly. You know, Andy's mom isn't doing too well. You already know that. There's a donkey behind my back fence here running the next street over. So Scout's going nuts, trying to rip my arms out. Will you knock it off? Yeah, a little baby one, but it looks like it's all by itself.
Alright, well, sounds good. Sounds like the herd is breeding some youngins, but yeah, I heard, I guess Saturday night, I heard a couple, sound like a few fireworks going off in the neighborhood there, so hopefully it wasn't anybody getting crazy, but I heard a couple. Hopefully it was just like firecrackers in the middle of the street or something, but I don't know. Man, it went off down here. It was a good celebration.
Yeah, well, 4th of July evening, right, I don't know, probably half an hour after the, being jerked around, about a half hour after they were done blowing the fireworks on the lake, somebody shot off about 12 rounds out of a shotgun or something, and it sounded close.
that might have been what I heard. The audio on the camera microphones aren't that great, but it definitely sounded like somebody let something off. So shotgun, I wouldn't mind as much, but you know, it's easy to start a fire up there.
Yeah, or I started to go out to the backyard because I was trying to zero in on where it's coming from. I kind of have a good idea, so next, because it must be the same guy, because on New Year's Eve, same thing, coming from the same direction. I don't know if it's a shotgun or a rifle or what, but it's loud. But about 12 in a row, just bam, 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 bam. I mean, the guy had guts. He just kept shooting that thing. Probably had a whole, I don't know what those things hold, but at least 12 rounds we heard. So, but yeah, I started to go out in the backyard. I go, you know what? I better stay inside just in case when, you know, the lead starts dropping, it could kill you, I would think. That's why they're worried about it. Anyways, yeah, so there's still crazy people up here, too.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I definitely heard something, you know, on the camera, so I figured that's about all I heard throughout the night. I was up pretty late. So, yeah, it's just unbelievable. Anyways, yeah, I even had some old ground bloom flowers from, I don't know, I've had them forever, and ever since we, the church used to have their fireworks stand, when we used to be able to light them off, and amazingly, they still work fine. I lit off, I got two packages of them, I used one package.
So, what do they do? What is it called?
Ground bloom flowers. You just set them on the ground and light them and they just spin there and it'll just, you know, and a few different colors and stuff. And they don't last very long and everything, but, you know, safe and sane type. They're, yeah. I haven't had any skyrockets or anything like that in a long time.
Let's see. So you guys can just light them anywhere down or right in front of your house, right on the street, right?
Oh, heck no. Not here, not in our town. It's in our city, it's, yeah, they're totally banned.
Oh, so you cannot do it?
Nope, all fireworks are banned in the city of Lomita. Now, if it's part of the L.A. Strip, like I think over towards Harbor City and stuff, the safe and sane ones are legal, but I didn't see one cop. Neighbors across the street were lighting, the Chinese family, where they're lighting off a few fireworks, and I went out there and I said, what the hell? Went out, you know, I got home from my neighbors after the party over there next door, and I wanted to illuminate my flag because I was going to leave. I left it up all night, so I got a little spotlight on it, and I don't know, I got a bunch of people out here, they leave their flags out all night, not supposed to do that unless it's illuminated, but yeah, so it got dark, and man, it wasn't too bad around here, but man, towards Wilmington, it's a war zone over there.
K6HUV with KC6HK for ID. Hey, so, yeah, it's cool. I was watching the news. I mean, I saw some videos on the internet or whatever. Man, some of these people are real stupid. And I guess what? A couple of people got killed just by shooting off their family fireworks. Idiots.
Yeah, heck, there was all that crazy stuff that happened down in Newport. Arrested 400 people, and most of them were, I guess, all from out of state. And, yeah, bunch of shootings, people killed, you know, from explosions, and, I'm sure there was a few fingers that got blown off Saturday night.
I just turned around, that donkey was right behind us, he's following us. Now he sees me, so now he's on the corner. You see him, Marvin? He needs a carrot or something. I think he's by himself.